From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Federal authorities are investigating after an explosion at a recycling facility in southwest Missouri killed one person and injured another. Neosho City spokesman Wes Franklin says the explosion at USA Metal Recycling in Neosho occurred early Monday. He says the site has been contained and there was minimal damage to the building. Franklin says USA Metal Recycling recycles military shell casings at its Neosho plant. Lisa Nichols, a dispatcher with the USA Metal Recycling in Lowell, Arkansas, says the company isn't commenting. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says its regional office has opened an investigation into the cause of the explosion. OSHA says the injured employee is expected to recover. Rivers are rising throughout Missouri, and with more rainfall in the forecast, moderate flooding is now expected at several locations. Both the Missouri and Mississippi rivers are overflowing their banks due to heavy rain that has settled over the central U.S. over the past several days. Butch Dye of the National Weather Service office in St. Louis said Monday that more rain is in the forecast for much of southwestern and eastern Missouri throughout the week. Up to 7 inches of rain could fall by the weekend, potentially making flooding even worse. Parts of the Missouri River are expected to reach 4 feet above flood stage this week. The Mississippi is expected to reach 7 feet above flood stage south of St. Louis, but no significant problems are expected. A southwest Missouri judge has sentenced a 41-year-old man to life in prison for killing a Missouri Southern State University coach. Circuit Judge Gail Crane on Monday sentenced Jeffrey Bruner to life without parole in the November 2013 shooting death of Derek Moore, an assistant football coach at Missouri Southern State. A jury found Bruner guilty at a trial in March. Crane assessed Bruner the mandatory term of life without parole and 5 years for armed criminal action at the sentencing hearing in Jasper County Circuit Court. The judge also denied a defense motion for a new trial. Some metered parking spots in downtown Columbia will soon have assigned parking permits, allowing people to park there for $35 a month. City Council approved a parking permit pilot project, partnering with Park Mobile LLC at last night's meeting. City Council says the metered permits are marketed towards employees and owners of downtown businesses. Fourth Ward Council member Ian Thomas proposed the project because workers and owners of businesses downtown, quote, plug the meters and take high-valued parking opportunities from customers. Permits look to ease, quote, parking frustrations in downtown traffic.
Create the spaces for the customers who are going to park for a relatively short amount of time while they visit a particular restaurant or a store, and encourage, through the discounted rate, downtown employees to park further away and park in those lower demand places.
Anyone can request a 10-hour meter permit, although only 200 permits will be assigned. The permits will only be valid at select meters that allow people to park for up to 10 hours. Some of the available meters will be located on Locust Street, 2nd Street, and parts of Broadway. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis is proposing that the Parks and Recreation sales tax be renewed every 6 years rather than five. He told the City Council during a work session last night it is important that the parks tax not be drowned out by other sales tax scheduled for the renewal around the same time.
Well, we like the community to be able to focus on parks when it's parks question and the roads when it's time for the roads without feeling like it's too much to ask for or that they're competing with one another.
If the City Council approves placing the tax renewal on the ballot, Columbia residents will vote on it in November. It would bring in $18 million over the next 6 years. Parks and Recreation plans to use that money to fund capital projects, including buying new land for preservation, maintenance along trails and other parks, and new developments, such as a sports field house in Phillips Lake Park. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.